everyone. So my parade of techniques is actually an Ask the Experts question, but it really kind of isn't. It was. I love listening.
Which
to,
is it?
I love listening to podcasts.
Okay.
And I'm listening to Mondays with Mike and Mary. That's good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. But what else should I be or could I be listening to? What do you like the most? And so here is the short list. And it is Hustle Humbly and Crushing It in Real Estate and Bigger Pockets. That's I like a lot about investing. And same with the Reverse Selling Podcast, who's a big FSBO guy. So I hope those kinds of things help you. There's also audio books, Dan Sullivan's book, 10 Times
Growth,
stuff by Zig Ziglar. There's all kinds of audio books that you might consider listening to as well. So train the brain, keep yourself learning. If you're not learning, you're not growing.
Hey, there's a couple of podcasts you and I have guested on.
Yes, there is.
One was the Prospects Plus podcast.
And Red X.
And Red X podcast. And also, we've appeared on Margaret Rome's radio show.
Oh, yeah. Sunday mornings, 12.
Yeah, 12 o'clock on Sundays.
At Eastern time. So check her out. Yeah, okay. One of our Get by Giving Award winners.
So I have a parade of techniques.
Oh, you have an actual parade
from
of techniques?
Someone who's in a slowing market that's not as super heated as it's been.
Okay.
Where multiple offers have disappeared.
All right.
Well, here's what she's doing. She's taking listings during the week and putting them on coming soon, active on Monday, coming soon.
Scheduling in.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And not able to be shown until the open house on the weekend.
Okay.
And every single one of her listings that she's done this with has sold above asking price or at asking price with multiple offers. She had 40 couples through an open house.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, coming soon for a whole week, no showings, ba-boom.
All right, so speaking of open houses, we have someone who has not ever done a broker open, but she has a $1.2 million condo, which in her market is really a big high sale price. And the question was, all right, I'm going to show my seller I'm working. It's been on the market 60 days. I want to do a successful broker open. If you could give me one piece of advice, what would it be? So in random order, here are some of the suggestions. First of all, do a search for who has sold over $1 million properties recently, like maybe the last 6 months, and send a personal invitation, an engraved invitation to those folks, and then follow up with a drip campaign, a call, a reminder, a text, etc. Use your CRM, okay? What about piggybacking a broker open and on the same day invite the public? What about inviting the other people in the building to that broker open or to that public for the public part of the open house? And you could put a poster in the elevator. Ask the seller to help you promote within the system. You know, this is a building you're not allowed into, right?
Okay.
It's a gated community. It's a building, a secure building. So what can you do to notify the other people in that building that there's an open house opportunity? The day of, what if you had a charcuterie board or Bloody Marys mimosas, Prosecco with raspberries? That's one of my favorite. Trader Joe's has such a good bottle for $7. And this is not a red cup event, okay? So this is, you're going to do like a highbrow, high-end kind of deal.
Okay.
So what if you had balloons in the lobby to greet them? What if you had a greeter dressed to the nines, maybe wearing a long gown or a tuxedo, at the door, letting people in for the open house, escorting them to the elevator? Then you are the greeter in the property, but maybe you have a server, someone again wearing a tuxedo, putting that little towel over their left arm so that they can refill the punch bowl or champagne glasses. Did you know that you can buy champagne glasses for $1 at the Goodwill? And amazingly, they match. They're all like the same size. They're pretty plain. There might be some fancy ones, but anyway, you should not use a red cup. That's where I was going with that. Okay, was there anything else that was really exciting that came out of that? Oh, a Facebook invitation. Dress to the nines. Music. Video texting. Cater it. call the managers of nearby local offices and ask them to promote it at their sales meeting, if they have a sales meeting. Let's see. Feedback form. Oh yeah, a drawing, of course, a drawing. So have a drawing for everybody that gets there with, and have them ask them what they think it will actually sell for. And then the drawing is at the closing or after the closing when we know the exact price. And then there's a prize, you know, whether it's a gas card or some kind of flower basket or whatever it is.
Guess the price?
Yeah, guess okay. The price.
I like it.
All right? So those are my ideas. Those are the ideas.
An upscale open house.
Yeah.
I like it.
Kind of fun, huh?
What is, Jamie calls hers the champagne showcase.
Oh, yeah. She does like limos and service and stuff. So, yeah, there's all kinds of fun things you can do.
We have creative people. I like it. Okay, my Ask the Experts began this way. My number one goal is to protect my attitude.
Okay.
And this is becoming major issue for lots of people these days. Because, I don't know, they listen to the news, I guess.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. But here's the problem. I'm married to somebody who is in the public business. In other words, they meet people, they deal with people all the time. And I'm going to use he and she, but assign your own genders or lack thereof to this. But he's become a complainer and a whiner. First thing in the morning, all I get is complaints and whining about what morons people are and how difficult they are to work with. And then it happens again just before we go to bed. So A, I'm not sleeping well, and B, I'm spilling my coffee first thing in the morning because I'm all out of sync. How do I change things? And here's the answer. Number one, ask your hubby to schedule complaining time. We'll just do it Thursdays between 3 and 4
okay. Instead
of first thing in the morning and last thing at night. You got to choose your feelings. Nobody can make you feel anything unless you give them permission to.
Right.
This is a sure sign that he actually trusts you. Because maybe in order to go out and deal with the public, he's got to get all this stuff off his chest first thing in the day or at the end of the day. And he doesn't trust himself to blow up at his customers, but he's hoping you'll have a sympathetic ear. Here's another one. Someday you'll miss the complaining.
Well, okay.
Put together a no-griping zone in the house. You know, save the bedroom and the coffee area in the morning as the no-griping zone. Hit the reset button and recenter yourself right after it, first thing in the day, so that you go into your morning routine and that helps you get centered again.
Gratitude and prayer, man.
Yeah. Remember that old phrase, do I want to be right or do I want peace? Maybe you do
that. Thank you, Linda Wickman.
Yeah. You got to shield yourself from this because the law of attraction does work. And if you complain about people, you're going to attract people who make you want to complain. Take a nap. Or listen to some music. There's a difference between isolating yourself from humanity and insulating yourself from the negative influence of other people. And, you know, he has no one else to complain to. So try 30 deep breaths. Wow, talk about cleansing. And then the final piece of advice was use Floyd's 7-step one-on-one problem-solving track. And we went through it really quick. But essentially, the problem-solving track is to get someone to do something that you've repeatedly asked them to do, but they are not doing.
We should type it up.
I know. Or get someone to stop doing something that you've repeatedly asked them to stop doing, but they continue to do it. And so, I typed it up, so to speak.
Well, I was thinking we should put it in the newsletter.
Well, if you want a copy, email mike@floydwickman.com or email mary@floydwickman.com. We'll make sure you do it because it is a magic trick. It really makes people's behavior change, especially those who you've been after time and time again to either stop or start doing something that's really hurting you and them, by the way. It's called the 7-step one-on-one problem-solving method.
Hey, before we go, as you know, we've got NAR negotiating with the plaintiffs and waiting for court approval. Perhaps by the time you hear this, we'll have had it. But I just want to put in a little note that we ought to show up in Columbus. Michael and I are going to be there with a whole bunch of our Wiki friends. Limit of 100 people because of the fire code in the room. But if you can get yourself to Columbus on May 22, we're going to spend the day really working on building our skill at managing and working with buyers, communicating with the latest and greatest information available at the end of May, NAR's ABR stuff, all of that, making sure that everybody complies and that none of this holds any of us back from getting paid this year and from working effectively and efficiently with both buyers and sellers. So make sure you check out floydwickman.com and get yourself signed up. It's limited seating and we just released the seats. So you want to grab one quick and then bring a friend, introduce them to the Wickman family.
I'm glad you said "and sellers" to that because it's also going to affect your pricing presentation.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So join us in Columbus.
Who better to learn from, right? Yep. And May the smartest 22nd. People on the planet are going to be in that room, man.